This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This week, the Open Championship plays at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland.
From the Republic of Ireland, Shane Lowry.
This is an Open Championship week edition of Patrick Harris and Danny Murang.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Patrick Harris and Danny Murang.
Shane Lowry is an Open champion at Royal Portrush
on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in to the second hour of Harris and Murang. You missed the first hour, you can download that The Fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Adam Carolla will join the show in about 15 minutes. Adam Carolla. So we'll have that for you. So stick around for that. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we're kind of looking at some wide receiver chatter, some good, some bad. And we'll dive back in and close up shop on SEC Media Days pretty much and kind of what the season looks like for them. And is it the start of something new or a one off? So stick around for that. But it's so funny. I didn't watch last night because we bought a car, so of course I'm at the car dealership for 3 hours.
Oh, it's a quick process.
Even though we were like, this is the car we want, this is what we have, they can do it, and it was just sitting there forever. So I didn't watch the ESPYs. So I caught some of the highlights last night and more of it this morning, and I said to myself, this is not going to go well. I know it's not going to go well because I am old.
Yeah. And you don't like fun.
We were having a conversation with Will and Dirt and Sprague, and then Joe Fisher came in as well, about the ESPYs.
And you were the only person who was a wet blanket.
I was the only one who was a wet blanket. I didn't think I would be the only one. I thought somebody might agree with me.
No.
I am not familiar with Shane Gillis's work. And somebody was like, don't worry, Will Ortner will teach you. I think I heard that on primetime yesterday. Will Ortner can give you a 20-minute diatribe about why Shane Gillis is awesome.
He's the man.
Yeah, he's the man. No shock there. So I was kind of excited to walk into these jokes clean without, like, knowing this guy. I was like, all right, give me what you got. Not impressed in the slightest way. Not impressed.
And without going too far down that rabbit hole of why you may or may not have been not impressed. I thought it was awesome because Shane Gillis did what Shane Gillis does, and he tells his jokes. And if you don't like it because you're uncomfortable with it because everyone's fair game, that's on you. We've got the one WNBA joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let just play that one, and then let's go from there.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
See, for me, I think it's a good joke.
I thought it was a great joke because it poked it poked holes in all the pretentiousness, because everything's like, oh, WNBA, it's so great, it's so great, it's so great, I love it. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Was
no,
that
don't.
Actually Brittany Hicks? Is that a real person?
Yeah, no, it was literally his friend's wife.
Nice.
It's Matt McCusker's wife.
Who's that?
That's his, like, podcast partner.
Oh, okay. I think for me, and this is where the theater guy steps in, for me, he looks so awkward on stage. His delivery felt like I'm telling a joke and then I'm looking around for people to laugh at me.
Well, he's doing
Is that how he does his stuff?
He does.
That's
do
his
it.
Thing? Oh, then I don't like Shane Gillis.
But also, he's doing it because he's looking at you like, yeah, dummy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop being this. That's the whole thing of like, stop doing this thing that you're doing because it's all very pretentious and dumb, and laugh at the joke. And you could see people that were hoity-toity and just, you know, sitting on their mountaintop of just ethics of just like, I can't laugh at this.
But I saw Pat McAfee didn't look like he was having a great time.
Oh, Matt, are you kidding me? McAfee was dying.
There was
laughing.
A couple of them that I saw that he was like, maybe it's just me. Am I just old?
Yeah.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
See, I thought that's a funny joke, but I just thought the delivery was pretty meh.
But also, he was very forward about this. He did not write all the jokes. So ESPN,
why would you tell people that, though?
Because he's telling them so you know, like, the ones that are like, yeah, this isn't, like...
But if he's such a great comedian, why doesn't he write the jokes?
Well, it's not because he can't. It's because they wouldn't let him.
I'm okay for...
This is the guy that got thrown off of SNL. Like,
I'm okay for uncomfortable jokes. But I'm more of like...
The alien joke was the one that I was like, yo!
I love the concept of that joke. I love the concept of that joke. I did not like its execution.
But, look.
What? It's an alien joke. It's funny, right? Why don't you guys lay off? Well, that was an okay Shane Gillis impression.
But that's the whole point is like... I like Gillis. I'll be very blunt about that. Because I like my comedians... Like, if Dave Chappelle, if the Chappelle Show started right now, the first episode would have been canceled.
Right, right.
The black, white supremacist claim. Right, right, but that's the point, is that for me, comedy is like, I don't think Shane was ever punching down because he went after everyone.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, no, I know. But I'm saying the jokes that he was telling and him going after everyone, I think that was a little bit of a message of like, stop taking yourself so freaking seriously.
Agreed. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I think it's, and I'll tell you what, I'll ask Adam Carolla this about it. I think it's a combination situation. I think that your material is just as important, and your goals and your kind of message you want to send is just as important as how you deliver it. Because I need things to be natural. I don't want a comedian looking at me saying, that was funny, right? Why are you asking me? You're the guy that's doing it.
I mean, did you see him on College Game Day going after Alabama Jones?
No.
So Saban had the Indiana Jones hat on and like went after the SEC and paying players. He's like, oh, no, never did that, never did that. And he's like, oh, Alabama Jones over here is going to kill me.
No, I'm okay.
And you can see Nick Saban just like get riled up.
But I'm okay with that. After he said it, did he look at the camera like, that was funny, right? That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm funny, right?
But I mean, like, it just
screams validation. Okay. And I don't want my comedians to need validation.
I'm going to tell you right now, comedians, and I have some of my best friends are comedians, are the most insecure people on the
face. Understood completely, but the best ones don't show that.
I don't know, man. Like, watch Chappelle. When he hits the one-liner, he puts the mic towards the crowd and gets the big eyes and puts the hands out like, huh? Applause, baby!
Yeah, but I don't know. It just feels like he says it and then throws it, like, to where this looked like, come on, you like me, right?
That's just his own unique style, though. Because, like, you can go to one of his shows, and, like, he almost, like, doesn't have a good stage presence, but the jokes every single time. I've seen him live. He cracks me up, and he cracks up the entire audience. His show's Tires is very good as well. And I get it. Like, it's a little bit bro-y.
I got problems with bros. I don't got a problem with that.
I think you do a little bit. Just a little bit.
Am I the sad like kid that wasn't a jock, so I hate
Rock
jocks?
No, Rock and Suk will have your back on this. Yeah, I guarantee it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, 100%. No, they don't like the bro-y at all.
Wow, so,
no.
so you just proved that I'm old.
No, I'm not calling you old. I'm just like, everyone has their own cup of tea, and he just has an awkward delivery, and that's how he acts. But like, you listen to the podcast, it's an awkward delivery in the podcast, too. He likes messing with people. And he likes poking the bear.
Then I am out on Shane.
I will say this. Shane Brendan, you know, he's been Portland's funniest. He's my co-host in Outsiders. Love him to death. We were talking about comedians one time when we were doing Outsiders. And some Amy Schumer came up because, you know, she got busted, like, stealing jokes or whatever it was. And I was like, she is not funny at all. Mm-hmm. And it's the only time I've ever seen Shane get, like, momentarily serious. And he was very blunt with this. He's like, you can say she's not for me. Mm-hmm. You can't say she's not funny. She has made so much money as a comedian, you can't even fathom.
We used to say that in beer all the time. Like, this beer's terrible. No. This beer's not for you.
Yeah, and he was very, like, ever since he told me that, I have kept that in the back of my mind, particularly with comedians, like ones that either that I love or don't love. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, instead of saying this comedian sucks, it's like, that's not for me.
Yeah,
Shane Gillis might not be for you.
Yeah, I don't think it's for me. I'll use an example. Jimmy Kimmel. Speaking mm-hmm. of Adam Carolla coming up next here on The Fan. Jimmy Kimmel, I don't love his material all of the time, but his presence is fantastic,
sure.
which will bump that material a touch more for mm-hmm. me. You know, Conan O'Brien is awkward and weird, but I find him hilarious because of the delivery. It works.
He's also a theater kid. Just saying.
Everybody hates the theater kid. Everybody hates the theater kid.
Shane
Why?
Gillis does.
You know who doesn't hate the theater kid? Girls. All right. Girls.
There you go.
All right.
It worked for Johnny Depp.
Well, I don't want those kind of girls. I don't need those kind of girls.
You want somebody to poop in your bed?
No.
I heard about that.
I don't even want to poop in my own bed.
Mm. Hey, some people are into that. We don't kink shame here.
I thought you were into Amber's. Oh, you meant the beer.
I'm not. In the beer or the ladies. Look, I'm a happily married man. Mm. I'm very, very happy with my situation here, okay?
Don't you guys
start making me question myself?
Not a situationship like we had the Coldplay concert?
I'm gonna go home and think to myself, oh my God, do I need to go to a Coldplay concert tonight to ease some things out? Just look at the Jumbotron. I was at the Coldplay.
Wasn't me.
When we come back, Adam Carolla joins the show. It'll be great. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick Harris. This is 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
To the grip.
Well, that translates perfectly. Joining us right now is the world famous Adam Carolla. Adam will be the keynote speaker at this year's PDXYZ, the premier marketing and HR conference, August 6th through the 8th, right here in Portland. Go to pier150pdxyz.com for more info. Adam, thank you for joining us. How are you today, my friend?
Good. I think I got shows at the Aladdin coming up.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, on August 8th. It's a Friday at the Aladdin.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, come on out.
Have you ever performed at the Aladdin?
Oh yeah, many times. Although it's been a while.
I love that place. It's a classic Portland venue.
Yeah, it's got a lot of history, and it's got like, it's just like, I don't know, it's like a good old bar or old whorehouse, you know. It's got like, it's just baked into the wood.
You can still smell the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, you told us you are at you're at the racetrack right now. Am I correct in hearing that you own Paul Newman race cars?
That is correct.
What is it like sitting in the front seat of a car owned by maybe the coolest man to walk the planet?
Yeah, well, there's no back seat, so you pretty much, your only option is that front seat in a race car. I have 13 of his race cars, and I race them all the time. And if anyone is listening, you can go online, you can just Google Adam, you know, races Paul Newman. You can see some pretty cool stuff in there. He had some really cool cars. He raced for a long time. He was real passionate about it. He won some championships, and he was really accomplished. And I get his old cars, I fix them up, and I race them.
You got a favorite one in the batch?
Yeah, it's a Porsche 935 that he ran at Le Mans in 79. So he did Le Mans in 79, and he drove that car along with two other guys. You know, it's a 24-hour race. But yeah, that's probably the coolest. And there's footage of me driving that car online. It's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Well, I want to talk to you. I'm curious because we've got a couple things in the news, and I'm curious your opinion on this stuff. Did you watch the ESPYs last night?
No, I was doing a show in Chicago last night, and then drove out here to Wisconsin after the show, and I'm at Road America right now, right in the middle of Wisconsin. So I've seen some stuff pop up on my phone, but I didn't get, I was completely out of it for like 30 hours yesterday. Yeah,
Danny and I are very different on this, as you know, when you see comedians, and I'm not going to ask you if Shane's bad or not is not the point, but is it more about the joke or is it more about the delivery? Because I had some issues on delivery stuff. When you look at it, is it that easy blend or do you tend to lean one way or the other?
Well, because I'm a comedian, I really like to focus on the material and sort of, you know, if there's somebody who said, well, this comedian's really funny, and I'd say, yeah, but if you just wrote his act out and you read it, I don't think you'd laugh. To me, that kind of means it's not my kind of humor. I like a joke that you know, a black guy, a white guy, a fat guy, a woman, like anyone could just do the joke and you go, that is a great joke.
Okay. All right. On that same vein, and you said you've been out of it for 30 hours. Did you kind of see what happened at the Coldplay concert last night? Have you read about this at all? Okay. Let me set the scene for you then here. There is a video that has gone viral since last night. You know, when they do the kiss cam at all kinds of things, they pan to this couple probably in their late 40s, early 50s, guys holding this woman. And they both panic in a way that you know immediately they are not supposed to be there together. It turns out it is the CEO of a company and the head of HR for said company, and it's an active affair for both of them. And it is unraveling and destroying their life. Like, can you think of a worse way to have something like that come out?
No, I can't. But, I mean, you know, technology, basically a gun. Is it good? Is it bad? I don't know who's holding it. It can be the greatest thing ever, or it can destroy your life. So it's a weird time. We have to sort of reconcile the time we're living in. But also, I mean, if you're sneaking around on your wife, don't do it at an event that has 30,000 people at it, right? I mean, that's what motels are for. That's what vans are for Christ's sake.
Vans. I got to ask you, as that comedian, where do you start with that? If you're going to put this into, you know, you've decided that this is funny enough for you to run with it. Do you start with the fact that this guy is a CEO and his wife has already changed her name on social media? Or do you start with the fact that the woman he's having an affair with is the head of HR for his company?
Well, I mean, it's basically the head of HR. I don't trust these people any more than you should trust a priest that wants to take the kids camping every weekend, you know? You go, oh, come on, he's a priest, or she's the head of HR. I don't know. I think they're worse. I think there's a reason they're attracted to this stuff. I had a joke sometimes do where I would say, look, if you go to the stadium and you want to do the proposal up on the Jumbotron, we'll put it up on the seventh inning stretch, and you can do your proposal on the Jumbotron. But if you ever get divorced, you have to come back.
You have to share it with the world on the Jumbotron that you got divorced.
That's right. We have lawyers coming down, serving papers. The kids are crying now. You know, it's going to be great entertainment.
Adam Carolla joins us. He'll have a stand-up show at the historic Aladdin Theater on Friday night. For tickets information, go to adamcarolla.com. That's Friday, August 8th, right here in Portland at the Aladdin Show. And I can't let you get away without 16 to 25-year-old me would very upset if I didn't ask you about this. When you look back on your career, are you more of a love line guy or more of a man show guy? Like, which one of those, I guess, means more to you as you separate from it?
Yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed Love Line. I enjoyed the man show. I like writing books. You know, I like doing a podcast. I like making documentaries. I like doing stand-up. Like, you can pick your poison with me, and I'm fine with it. I'll have people come up to me, and they'll go, oh, hey, man, love your show. And I'll go, what show? I'll go, Catch a Contractor. And I'll go, oh, okay.
Which one?
It's the man show. Or it's Crank Yankers or something like that. I'm fine with whatever enjoy and wherever you know me from. And I like to kind of be a Swiss Army knife of comedy. I like to have a little advice. I like to do some sketch, you know, I like to write a book, you know, I like to do some stand up. It's all the variety spice of life for me. So I'm flattered that I'm known for one show, much less two.
What are you working on right now?
I've got some, another kind of home improvement-y kind of Catch a Contractor-y thing I'm working on. I'm going to be working on an animated kind of thing with the Netflix. I mean, this is all, you know, it's Hollywood. You never know. I do a daily podcast. I do a vlog that people seem to enjoy. I've been going down and checking out the fire damage in the Palisades in Malibu and kind of keeping people abreast of that. And I travel, I do stand up, and in about 45 minutes, I'm going to race a car.
Dude, that sounds great.
This sounds terrible.
Sounds great.
God, just miserable stuff.
Sounds fantastic. Well, 15-year-old me owes you a lot to learning about girls, so I very much appreciate that. I'll get you out on this. What was your favorite thing last time you were in Portland? Is there anything you look forward to doing when you come back to this great city?
I'm fascinated by the bubbler water fountains.
Really?
I'm fascinated by them. It's I just, I'm from California. All we do is, you know, conserve water. You know, see, if you see a neighbor hosing their driveway down, you can have them arrested. That's how L.A. is, you know, and the fact that you guys just got that water bubbling 24/7 going right into the river. I just love that kind of waste in excess.
So you want to see how royalty and fancy we are with our water up here.
It's also fun to see the homeless guy washing his junk in there.
That is true, man. I can send you out to 13 different spots.
Yeah.
Well, we're both looking forward. Danny and I are both looking forward to catching you at that show. We're going to yell at our people and make sure we get some tickets in.
Come to the Aladdin. You'll love it.
Adam will be the keynote speaker at this year's PDXYZ, the Premier Marketing and HR Conference, August 6th to 8th, right here in Portland. Go to pier150pdxyz.com for more info. Again, that stand-up show will be August 8th. Friday night. Tickets information, go to adamcarolla.com. Have a great race today, my friend, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That was Adam Carolla, the world-famous Adam Carolla. Again, he'll be here in Portland to speak at the PDXYZ Marketing and HR Conference August 6th to the 8th. Pier150pdxyz.com.
It's one of the weird things about being able to do this. Like, this guy we grew up with around everywhere, and we're just talking to him while he's chilling at a racetrack at a Road America.
I might have offended him because I was like, dude, these two shows mean the most to me. He's like, well, I got 30 other ones. I felt like such a jerk.
It happens.
Loveline, I'm telling you, dude, 15-year-old Patrick Loveline was absolutely monumental for me to learn things.
Look, the things
that my
we weren't
parents
supposed
were not
to learn.
Sharing with
yeah,
me.
100%.
All right, when we come back, cars are not good to people of late, or maybe they are, depending on how you look at it. But first, there's the big fella with sports.
You gotta be in to do it. I just get off at weird times.
That is an atrocity.
Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we got some wide receiver chatter to get into. But we're going to deviate for a moment due to some breaking news. Hot breaking news for you all. Will mentioned it in his update. TJ Watt signs a new deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. 3 years, $123 million, with $108 of that guaranteed, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL.
You know who hates to see this?
Hmm.
The Bengals.
Why is that?
Because they're working on Trey Hendrickson's contract, or not working on it because they're the Bengals. And now the price of the brick just went up a little bit more. Micah Parsons looking at Jerry Jones like, see you soon, Blair.
Well, yeah. And the Michael, and it's funny that you bring up Micah because that's just going to make that situation even crazier. I was going to bring it up tomorrow and talk about it, how he's basically calling out Jerry, saying Jerry's making this very difficult. TJ Watt, you're right, might have made this very difficult on everybody. Is TJ Watt number one money, or is he just resetting the market?
I mean, it's both, but like, and this I think is always the fear is TJ is so much like his brother.
Yeah.
He's been so productive. He's so great. He's, you know,
most likely a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's probably there. It's terrifying to say that, but like JJ's body fell off a cliff and TJ started picking up some knocks. And so you're sitting there like, are you paying for past performance, which in the NFL will crush you? It's unfortunate, but that's the reality of it. It's like the deal after your rookie deal, that's the spot where the production meets the money. The deal after that, which is what this is for TJ, is because he's now twice the number one paid non-quarterback player in the NFL.
That's awesome. That's what I love. Good for TJ on that.
That's the one you put up on the wall. Forget you know, the rings and the trophies.
Yeah.
Twice the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. Like, that's that's a good one to have. And again, you got a big old chunk of this guaranteed, 108 of it, of the 123 fully guaranteed. But, like, I mean, look, the Steelers, they probably love him, and they should love him, and he is probably going to be the next great Steelers in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But if his body goes down the path of his brother's, a year or two of this could be pretty detrimental to them.
Yeah, I think one of the more fascinating aspects of this whole story is, you know, I feel 3 weeks ago we were talking about if TJ Watt was getting traded, you know, fielding phone calls. It's like, what changed in the middle of that? Did you just decide, you are never going to get market value for him, so you're going to pay him market value?
Probably.
Like, is that where you go? I don't know a guy like TJ Watt. I mean, 3-year deal is great, honestly.
Yeah, he'll
be 31
it's not
in October.
Four or five, you know.
Yeah, he'll be 31 in October. You're paying for it all up front for sure in 108 of 123 guaranteed. But it is only 3 years. So maybe you look around and you say after that, he can be somebody else's problem and we don't have to deal with it.
He can go be the next generation Von Miller.
Yeah, bounce around. Vaughn re-signed in Washington today. Or not re-signed, signed
in Washington,
Washington today. And yeah, you can go be someone's one-year rental.
Go, you know, assassin. Yeah, that's totally fine. And that's, I mean, look, he's a Steeler, you know, like kind of a lifetime Steeler, so maybe he doesn't go down that path. Maybe he does take a little bit less and stays there or whatever. But if he wants to pursue that, he can. And, you know, you go to a team where they protect your snaps, they protect you during the regular season, so that come playoff time, your back, your knees, or whatever, you aren't one of the Bosa brothers and completely broken and totally useless when it comes to winning time.
Yeah, take a peek at the schedule and see where can we give you some free time,
honestly,
maybe?
The first eight games, when he gets into that role, you probably just limit his snaps. And he stops playing, you know, every rundown to where you cut the early downs in half, and you make sure that he's out there for all pass rush situations because he's still an absolute demon there.
Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, bye. That's your first 5 weeks for Pittsburgh.
So, I mean, Vikings. But, I mean,
we're not there yet, but I might have some hot Seahawk takes. I might have some hot Seahawk takes. What?
Okay.
It's not fair, Danny. It's not fair. You can't sit over there and have your own hot takes and be mad if I got mine.
No, I'm not mad that you got them. I wouldn't have them about the Seahawks.
After week five, Browns, Bengals, Packers, Colts, Chargers.
That's a little tougher
10
there.
10 weeks.
A little tougher there.
Then week 11, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins.
You want him healthy for that run. That's
and
for sure.
Your last three are at Detroit, at Cleveland, home to Baltimore. And you hope Baltimore has it sewn up by then.
Because you're probably going to need it because you're the Steelers.
Dang, you get the Bengals twice before week 12. Mm. That's pretty money.
Yeah, but you know what? Burrow, you know, kind of a slow starter. So
yeah, that's kind of money.
Might work out for you. I'm surprised, not surprised that Watt's back, though. I mean, like,
I'm not either. I think you nailed it. It's identity. If there's anything the Steelers love, it's identity. And TJ Watt is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah, and you've got Watt, you've got Harmon, you've got Hayward. That's your front now. Like, that's a pretty, you know, Harmon and Hayward don't look quite as good without that monster on the edge.
I agree. And all the talk of what are the Steelers' identity going to be, I think they cemented it today. Still defense first.
Yeah, I mean...
still defense first. This is what we do here, and...
Swapping Minka for Ramsey is certainly one of those things I'm just going to go...
I don't understand it.
Whatever.
It's like an overplayed aging guy for an overpaid aging guy, and now I just need that position filled.
One's better than the other, though.
I agree, but now you need the position you just got rid of. You need to fill.
Yeah.
It's like I needed a safety, so I traded a corner. Well, now I need a corner.
But you got a tight end because you needed a tight end because your other tight end blew his Achilles.
That's fair.
So they had a little bit of a downgrade, probably, but you got a massive upgrade at the tight end spot from, you know, having to go sign somebody off the street to a guy in Jonnu who's, you know, a guy that Arthur Smith has had at multiple stops. So it makes sense.
It does make sense.
It doesn't make sense, but at least it's justifiable.
You know what, though? I'm telling you, we talked about this yesterday with the Clippers and Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers are treading dangerous waters to be just like the Steelers, or just like the Clippers and what I was, you know,
complaining about yesterday. That's the Steelers, though. They're always good, just not great.
Yeah, and older players.
Mm-hmm. You know, they definitely got a spring chicken at quarterback.
I don't like.
Yeah. So.
Mahalo, no. When we come back, caught you at a concert.
It wasn't me.
Saw me on the jumbo.
Wasn't me.
I'm at a Coldplay show.
It was him.
Uh-oh. Oops. That's next. 10 of the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'll get it.
We're going to Zapruder this thing.
It's wide receiver chatter coming up in about 15 minutes in the third hour, so don't go anywhere. If you missed any of the Adam Carolla interview, we'll have that podcast out for you shortly. It's time to expose. We've been playing with this all day, and we talked to Adam Carolla about it a little bit. I don't remember the last time there was, like, this is a funny story, right? It's a ha-ha, it's a, bud.
Two families are entirely ruined, but it's funny.
But why is this so huge right now?
Because it's so ridiculous. Like, there's been a couple of these in the past that have popped up on Jumbotrons.
Yeah, that's
very,
what I mean.
Like, very, very certainly with their side pieces. But this one is just so egregious because of both their reactions. So for anybody who does not know what happened, at the Coldplay concert last night at Gillette Stadium, they did the Kiss Cam, and the CEO of this company called Astronomer
they're getting so much pub right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Had his arms around the lead HR woman. Both are attractive people. He's definitely got both hands just squeezing the hell out of her chest.
Yep.
And it pants them, and they are both married, and they are not married to each other. And you see her soul leave her body when the camera's on them. Mm-hmm. It is this immediate. And he drops like he took a sniper shot to the chest. Because in that moment, both of them got divorced.
At least we know for sure one of them.
Yeah, because the CEO's wife, across all of her social media platforms, has removed his last name, and she's gone back to her maiden name.
That's...
Yeah, dang.
And the CEO was responsible for hiring this woman. Also in this video is a third woman who is bright red, probably a few drinks deep, and smiling and cackling. She is the VP, just a week ago promoted to the VP of HR. And in the line, like, introducing her into this new position, she engenders trust. And it's like, yeah, because she knew that you were banging the CEO.
You can put it on the board!
There's a picture on Reddit of their faces just being shocked. And somebody said, like, shining a flashlight on a pair of raccoons in a dumpster.
My They're bad. Like,
yeah. You can go Ichiro on that, two racks, two rats in a wool sock kind of a deal.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Like, have you ever seen the video of the raccoon that does have the light shined on him and he does like the like busted criminal look with his hands out? Like, look, if you're going to do this and get caught, just lean into it, because nobody would have done anything.
Nope.
Had he just squeezed her chest a little bit more and just like turned her over and gave her a big old kiss. You know, maybe it gets a little bit of traction on social media, but you might get away with it. But also, as Adam Carolla said, if you're going to cheat and you're going to do this, that's what motels are for.
Yeah.
That's what vans are for. Like,
not vans.
Seedy motel vans.
Not vans.
You never done it in a van?
Never mind. Statue of limitations.
I just realized my kids might be listening.
That seat you're sitting in right now?
Never.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where were we?
Yeah.
You're kind of right,
but that's what it is.
As
long as you, you just own it, it's not a big problem. Look, Will, you said it best, right? Wife's not at home watching the Jumbotron footage.
No shot she's there. Like, no one goes to Coldplay anymore.
Well, it turns out
that's
people
actually
do,
not true.
Which I like, Coldplay is what people think Nickelback is. Where people like don't like, oh, I don't like Nickelback. Like, Nickelback's got like multi platinum albums and all this kind of stuff. I'll say it, Coldplay sucks.
I'm not a big fan.
Like, I know I just did the whole thing about, you know, it's just not for me as opposed to it sucks. I do not like Coldplay.
Coldplay's
at all.
Fine. Coldplay's
at
fine.
All.
There's a couple songs that, you know, you'll, hey, that's great. That's kind of like U2 for me, both Coldplay and U2.
I'll piss a lot of people off with this one. U2 also sucks.
They're fine. They're fine. I'm not a Coldplay guy, but they're fine. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got the 10 highest gross ticket sales of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Madonna. Then Metallica. So? Zach Bryan. Bad Bunny. The Rolling Stones. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Luis Miguel, who I have no idea who that is. There is, at 3, is Pink with $367 million on her Summer Carnival tour. Number 1, Swizzle.
Yeah,
number 1 is T-Swizz. $1.04 billion. Number 2, $422 million, Coldplay.
Nobody,
Music of the Spheres World Tour.
I've never, ever, ever had anybody tell me their favorite band is Coldplay.
Big Bang of Music.
But see, I think that's the thing, is it's nobody's favorite band, but it's a band that a lot of people are willing to go to. Not me. I haven't been to a Coldplay show. It's not for me.
Look, I went to Backstreet Boys less than a week ago.
Like, look, favorite band is the Dave Matthews Band, dude. I'm not going to hate on anybody's favorite
Not only that,
band.
I mean, you can't hate on a band that played at the Oregon Zoo.
You can't hate on a band that makes $422 million touring the world. They sell out the Colosseum, not in L.A., in Rome.
Yeah. I got
Gladiators.
Again, not my jam, but this whole thing is just, I mean, the memes that are coming out of this are incredible.
They can never listen to Coldplay again.
No, you lean into it. That's all you listen to. They marry each other. Coldplay only. They're at every Coldplay show.
You know what they do? They get divorced, then they get married, and they have Coldplay play at the wedding.
Exactly. He could afford it.
Yeah. Well, maybe not after the divorce.
Do you think their stock price is going up?
Coldplay?
No.
They are not traded.
No, his company.
Oh. I was like, Will, you know bands aren't like publicly traded on Wall Street.
I don't know, dude. Meme coins are. Everything's traded
not
now.
Bands, though.
Until they make a meme coin.
I don't even know what that is. Is it a
Doge? Do you know what Doge is? Dogecoin?
Like the Department of Government Efficiency?
Yeah, it started out as a meme coin.
They're not publicly traded.
Oh.
I mean, he gets fired, right?
I mean, well, it all depends. It's a private company, so you don't have a board that's going to, you know, you might have a board, but not one that's controlled by stocks. But
why don't you just have him sit down with HR? Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
They work hard together.
I wonder if he's...
They work together well. Synergy is there.
Do you think he's the CEO and like partial owner?
Could
be that kind of situation?
Could be.
Because then you're not getting fired.
No. Because you
and realistically, you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, I mean...
You know what's going to be really terrible? What if they were just like hammered and they've never really hooked up before?
That'd be a real... I mean, now you definitely do.
And it was just like, they got hammered and got kind of flirty at an office party, but
I mean, that's not
kind of
flirty.
I know, I know.
He's got two hands full of...
I know.
You don't hug someone that way.
No, no. It's not even a hug. It is a full-on grope. He has got a boob in each hand, that's, just grabbing on.
That's a 6 month hug right there. That's when you've been with someone for a couple months. You're still in the honeymoon phase. That's not a first date hug, but I'll tell you what, that isn't like an old married hug either, because there'd be like some.
No, that's
in
a
there.
That
you're still in the honeymoon phase.
That hug is a find a porta potty hug.
That is a
you
what?
Hug wrong.
No. I'm talking about like you're escaping away to go to Pound Town.
Not in a porta potty
dumper.
Look, the point I'm making is they're at the point in that whatever that is, they're doing it everywhere.
Did you just admit you've hooked up in a porta potty?
No.
In the Blue Lagoon?
I have a van. I had an Astro van for a little while.
Dude.
Shout out Travis Scott.
Neptune's Kiss. What is that? who's the king of the sea?
Neptune?
Yeah. Neptune's Kiss is when you hit a fresh porta potty. You're the first one, and as you hit, it splashes back up and gets you.
Well, no, dude. I only play home games. I'd never get caught at a Coldplay concert.
Yeah. You used to work at the Gorge, man. You've never once used the porta potty?
No, not for number two. That's home game only.
Do you hold it for hours?
I got a gut of steel.
Not after eating all that Taco Bell, bro.
Yeah, right?
No, dude. Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpens iron. I love you, man.
I'd never get caught at Coldplay. I might go, but I definitely wouldn't get caught.
Right?
What kind of weird things will Will put in his mouth?
Yeah, that's the truth. When we come back, wide receiver chat. These poor people. Wide receiver chat on when you should go to jail, and do you like them thick over the middle, or do you like them skinny and up high?
Thick.
Loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. Harrison Marang, 1080 The Fan.
I'll get it in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.